So, pretty cool story here. 1 year after Marine veteran Travis Snyder returned home to Northern Michigan, you might have actually heard about him because he had been traveling all throughout Michigan. From his tour in Afghanistan, a close friend from his task force actually died by suicide.
Oh, wow.
So, super unfortunate, and you hear about a lot of these things with vets. So it did shake him up completely, but instead of just mourning the loss of his friend, what he decided to do is something just to make things a little bit better. So he left his job and his apartment, and he started walking around Lake Michigan with hopes of raising awareness for suicide prevention. So he just planned on sleeping outside, but that didn't happen as like every single night because random strangers would just open their home to him and give him a place to just rest.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so he recently finished his walk after 42 days on the road. He averaged over 20 miles a day and ended up with 810 miles under his belt. That is a hefty walk for sure. But more importantly, he ended up with thousands of people following his journey on Facebook, which means thousands of people learned his story, learned about his cause, and along with every other person he met along the way, was able to just kind of get the word out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's trying to make an impact on everything and that, you know, like the whole like suicide issue that happens with veterans after they come home. And he wants to let people know, like, hey, like, we can make a difference by raising awareness. And
absolutely.
It's just cool that he was able to do something like this, because that's not a short walk.
Definitely not. I wonder how many pairs of shoes he went through.
I'd imagine a decent amount, because if you're doing about 20 miles a day, that's going to wear and tear on those things.
And I know he made a stop here at the radio stations, which was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Very nice guy. So he's awesome. And we know there's awesome stories that happen all around the area. We want to hear about them. Just go to 983thecoast.com and tell us your happy headline.